for a little something extra from the Appleseed. And now, here's your host, Sam Payne.
It's such a pleasure to have you with us for a little something extra here in the podcast. Here on the Appleseed, we like to bring you a full hour-long episode filled with stories for you and your family just about every day. And we also post a little extra story here in the podcast, something just a few minutes long, in case you've only got a few minutes and you want to fill those few minutes with a great story. And often, we like to bring you something inspired by something you heard in the full hour-long episode. And in today's full hour-long episode, we brought you some stories about people getting themselves out of trouble. And in today's Appleseed Extra, we thought we'd bring you a story of some critters getting themselves into trouble. Let's listen as Rabbit teaches the alligators about trouble. In this story by David Holt, it's called Trouble, or How the Alligator Got His Hide. It's today's Appleseed Extra.
Once, a long time ago, the alligators had beautiful, smooth, golden skin. They had the easiest life of all the creatures. During the day, they swam around the swamp fishing and eating. When they got tired of that, they'd sun themselves on the banks or chase rabbits for a snack. If it got too hot and tiring for them, the alligators would slide down into the water and cool off. One hot summer day, when all the alligators were lazing in the water, Rabbit came hopping along the bank. When he saw those alligators, he jumped back. You see, not long before, he'd had his tail bitten off by those same alligators, and he was coming to pay 'em back. So he started singing like he didn't have a care in the world.
Trouble, oh trouble, trouble's in the air. Trouble, oh trouble, trouble's everywhere. Well, trouble is a teacher and just like a friend, it won't be long before you see it again. You're not living if you don't have strife, 'cause if you don't know trouble, then you don't know life. I see trouble, oh trouble, trouble's in the air. Trouble, oh trouble, oh trouble's everywhere.
When the king of the alligators heard that happy little tune, he called out,
"Hey, Rabbit! What's this trouble thing you're singing about?"
Rabbit stopped in his tracks.
"Trouble? You mean to tell me you never even heard of trouble?"
"No, never heard of it. Well, we don't get out of the swamp much. We all just fish and eat and laze around in the sun all day. But we sure do like to hear about new things. Things like this here trouble."
"Oh, I can tell you about trouble. I've seen it lots of times. I've seen trouble as wide as a river, or as narrow as a sliver, as big as the sky, or as small as a fly. Oh, once you see trouble, you'll never be the same."
"Ooh, that sounds exciting. Sounds like something I'd like to see."
"What? You wanna see trouble?"
"Yeah. Could you show me some?"
"Yeah, I can show you big trouble. Trouble so big, you'll dance a jig. Trouble so wide, you'll be goggle-eyed."
"Ooh, where can I see it?"
"Well, let me think now. Well, you and your family meet me in the center of the hayfield in the morning."
"Yes, sir. We'll all be there, looking for trouble."
"Well, see you then." Oh, trouble, oh, trouble, trouble's in the air. Trouble, oh, trouble, trouble's everywhere.
The next morning, not long before the sun touched the top of the gum tree, the king of the alligators got up on a big cypress stump, and he sang out in his big bass voice,
"Alligators, gather around. We're going to see trouble. Won't you come on down?"
And the mama and the papa alligators echoed,
"Alligators, gather around. We're going to see trouble. Won't you come on down?"
And all the baby alligators answered,
"Alligators, gather around. We're going to see trouble. Won't you come on down?"
So all the alligators gathered on the banks and started off.
They were laughing and singing, running and playing. It was the finest jamboree of alligators that the creatures in the swamp had ever seen. Big ones, little ones, long ones, short ones, all parading to the hayfield, their golden skin shining in the sunlight. Rabbit was waiting to meet them. Rabbit, have you got trouble with you?
Yes, sirree, Bobtail. I brought you big trouble, just like I said I would. Now, gather all the gators in the center of the field, and I'll send Trouble out to meet you.
So the alligators all bunched together in the center of the field, where the grass was high, and the grass was dry. In the meantime, Rabbit hopped off to a far corner of the field. He pulled out a kitchen match, and he started a fire in the grass. Then he hopped off to another corner of the field, and he lit another fire. In no time, he had fires burning all around the edge of the dry hayfield. One of the big alligators hollered out,
"Hey, what's that pretty red stuff coming this way?"
"Well, that must be the trouble that Rabbit is bringing to us."
The fire moved closer, and the fire got hotter.
My, it's warm and rosy. Trouble makes you feel all nice and cozy.
And the fire got closer, and the fire got hotter.
My, isn't Trouble hot? Feels like the sun on a big hot rock.
And the fire got closer still, and the fire got hotter still.
My, it's biting me. Trouble feels like a swarm of bees.
The king of the alligators said,
"I've enjoyed about as much of this trouble as I can stand. Let's get out of here."
The alligators jigged to the left and to the right, backwards and forwards, but there was fire all around. Then the king of the alligators hollered,
"Follow me!"
He lowered his head and he plowed through the burning grass. All the other alligators followed along behind him, each alligator scrambling through the burning grass until at last they reached the banks of the river. One by one, they slithered off the bank and flopped into the water, sizzling and crackling as they hit. That water was cool and calm and comforting. Yes, sir, they were home. As they lay in the water feeling good, the alligators looked around at each other. Their smooth golden skin had turned dark gray-green, all covered with cracks and ridges and still smoking. The king of the alligators started to sing in a slow, bluesy voice.
"Trouble, trouble, trouble's in the air. Trouble, oh trouble, trouble's everywhere."
And as he was singing the blues, along hopped Rabbit.
So how'd you folk like Trouble? I told you it was a good teacher.
"I don't want to learn any more about Trouble, Rabbit."
It's too late for that now. You see, the first rule of Trouble is never trouble Trouble till Trouble troubles you.
And to this day, the alligator stays near the water so he can cool his rough, cracked skin and stay away from trouble.
Trouble, or How the Alligator Got Its Hide. David Holt there. What a pleasure to bring you that story. And remember, you can always find more great stories online at byuradio.org/appleseed. Favorites there, and stories that will become favorites as you listen. And as always, I'm Sam Payne. Can't wait to be with you again on the Appleseed.
Thanks for joining us for a little something extra from the Appleseed. Google the Appleseed Podcast and subscribe for something new just about every day. The Appleseed with Sam Payne.